So by seeing that short selection of secrets that have been on the website but not in the book, if you haven't been to the website, you get a feel for the kinds of soulful admissions that people are sharing with themselves, with me, and with the world. And before I go any further, I'd just like to say a couple of apprehensions I have about talking about the project. The first is, I think it was Frank Zappa who once said, talking about art is like tap dancing about architecture. And I'm not a very good tap dancer. So as much as I try to describe exactly what my experience is with the project, for me, it's so much more. There's something that's really magical and mysterious about this project that is a journey that I'm on that I can't express in words. And so as I try and describe it and talk to you about it tonight, please know that, at least to me, the project is much more meaningful than what I'm able to describe. The second apprehension I have has to do with the content of the project. I mean, the power and poignancy of Post-Secret comes through all these individual voices speaking through these beautiful postcards. It's not what I've created, it's what people just like you and me who've mailed in anonymously have created. And so by talking about the project, I don't want to take credit for anybody else's beautiful work who's been a contributor. I think of Post-Secret as a collection of secrets. Secrets that I share with people three ways. I have the blog where I post about 20 secrets every Sunday. And that's really been a gratifying part of my life for about 2 years. It's one of those moments or one of those periods in my life when the clock just stops moving. On Sunday afternoon when I'm laying out the secrets on this coffee table that I have in my basement. And sometimes people say, why don't you post more secrets on Sunday? Well, the reason is my coffee table only holds about 22 cards. And as I lay them out, I almost feel like I'm a film editor, and I'm arranging these scenes in an order that tells a cohesive story, that takes you on kind of an emotional journey and leaves you someplace a little bit different from where you started. But there are hazards at my house putting together the project down in the basement, and they have to do with my family. My wife and daughter both have tried to get their own secrets on the website, and they used to try and mail them in, but I received so many that their secrets never got posted. And so what they took to doing was coming down to that coffee table when I wasn't around and removing a secret and replacing it with one of theirs. But I'm kind of an idiot savant when it comes to secrets, and I could notice immediately where the flow had been broken or where there was a new secret. And my wife tried to sneak one in a while back that said, I want to sleep with Richard Gere. And I was immediately able to catch that one. So I guess people here know who Richard Gere is. I don't want to feel too old. My daughter tried to sneak one in too. Hers wasn't that bad, but when I was away, she had taken one away and replaced it with hers. And she came down a little bit later, and I had already replaced it back. And she noticed hers was missing. And she asked about it, and I looked at her and I said, yeah, this week was pretty serious, Haley. I had to call the FBI about that one. And her face just went ashen. And I quickly said, no, I'm just kidding. I knew it was yours. But she hasn't tried to sneak any more of her secrets into the blog since then. I also try to share the secrets in the book. The book came out about 7 or 8 months ago, and there's actually another book coming out in October this month on the 24th called My Secret. And it's composed of secrets that deal with issues that are important to high school students and college students. That's coming out later this month. And in the books, I try and tell that same story. You know, I try and put the cards in the form of a story arc and really knit something together in terms of the content of the card, how they work together graphically, and also just the feelings that I get as I go through and go from page to page to page. Another thing I try and do is include cards that kind of violate all my criteria for selection. In the blog and on the book, in the book both, I try and select cards that share our full humanity. Secrets that are funny, sexual, sad, confused, scary, embarrassing, remorseful. And I really try and share the full spectrum of all of our humanity and how we keep it secret sometimes. The third way I try and share secrets is in the art exhibition, the one here right here in the gallery in the Johnson Center. What I try and do at the art exhibitions is show hundreds of the actual postcards I've received so that people can get a feel for the actual tangibility of the card. They can see the front and the back. And I also like the idea of showing so many to convey how many I receive. I receive about 1,000 a week. And people, it's difficult to visualize that until you see about 300 or 400 cards and think, you know, that's what I get in a day or two. Another one of the beauties for me of the art exhibition is to walk through it and imagine how, you know, 300, 400 people, ordinary people just like you and me, have mailed in a postcard, you know, from their busy lives, and it ends up on some gallery wall or in some fine art museum at the Reading Public Museum in Pennsylvania, for example. I think in a number of ways this project is a little bit subversive, and I like that element to it. The idea that, well, I was at the Reading Public Museum a few days ago, walking through, you know, there's this museum with Monets on the wall, and next to that are ordinary postcards expressing extraordinary works of art from people like you and me. And I love the message, the idea that that conveys, that all of us have an artist inside of us, and sometimes courage is more important than training or technique in creating meaningful art.